Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Like we've said, the most beautiful day of 2021 so far by a mile. One little nugget, the SEC has announced it will be releasing its football schedule for the 2021 season tomorrow at 2 Eastern on the SEC Network. So by the time we're on the air tomorrow, we'll know Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama. We'll know everybody's 2021 football schedule. It is always a pleasure to welcome in, as we do Tuesdays in the 4 o'clock hour, Lamont Paris, the head coach of the 12-5 basketball Mocs. Of course, the big news this week, there was a positive test within the program, and so UTC for the first time has had to hit pause. And coach, welcome aboard. I guess you're watching a little more basketball than you expected to.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we were hoping to be able to get through the season and not have to shut down at all and miss any games, but it wasn't to be. So, just due to the testing and the contact tracing, we'll end up having not having enough guys in these next two games to play. So we will be, doing some practice and working out depending on how many guys we have available, and then get ready to fire it up again.
I've asked you a couple of times. Fired up next Wednesday. Okay, and I've asked you a couple of times just what it's been like. Do you hold your breath when you get the test results back? Just kind of talk us through how that went. Was it yesterday morning? When did you find out?
Yeah, we got the first. We test 3 days a week, usually Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday for us usually, and so we got the results back on Sunday. We tested Sunday morning, and then we got the results back, and then we always confirm the results with a PCR, with another PCR test, and then we did that, and we got those results back, the confirmed results. I think that was Sunday night. We got that back, and so then they contact traced from that point, and then we knew that it was going to be a couple guys, and we weren't going to be able to play. So by Monday, we had ultimately made the decision that we'd have to postpone those two games.
Was it a nauseous feeling? I mean, I know this has happened to everybody. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the SEC standings, and you're 12-5. South Carolina's 3-5. So y'all have certainly had it better than most.
No, there's no question. As frustrating as you might think it is, or it can be, you just got to take it in stride. We've talked about that maximum flexibility. You got to take it in stride. I reminded the guys again today, as we always do, especially with classes resumed here and students came back on campus. And so our routine, which we've gotten down pretty good, has changed. But the guys have been very diligent about protocols and adhering to those, and mask wearing and social distancing and doing what they're supposed to do. And so that's why I think that's a big part of the reason why, not a big part, it's the only reason why we've been able to play 17 games at this point. And so they're to be commended for that. It's not easy to do. And it just was now we're going to have to put a couple of these on hold. So hopefully we can reschedule one or both of them and get those played. You can't be frustrated or get upset about it. It is what it is. We've been able to play a lot of games. We played well in the majority of those games. And so we'll move forward, spend this week getting guys healthy and nursed back and then practicing with some of the other guys that are available to play and get ourselves ready for the next task in front of us.
You're listening to Lamont Paris, the men's basketball coach at UTC. The Mocs are 12-5, but having to pause this week due to a positive COVID test. how is this week different? You mentioned that, you know, those who can practice will practice, but those who can't, do you have, I guess because you don't have to worry about an opponent until next Wednesday, like you said, I guess there's, do you have any kind of team meetings with a couple of guys maybe in quarantine on Zoom? How does that kind of work?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, most of the stuff that we'll do in these next couple practices anyway will be some internal evaluation of what we've been doing. So I think the biggest things to make sure everyone is up to speed on are things that have to do with, scout-specific details, schemes, that sort of thing. We'll be going back through some of the stuff that we've done and just, showing. But we'll send some video edits to those guys, stuff that we watch with the team. We'll send some video edits to them so that they can watch it also. If you're a contact, there are certain things that we're allowed to do with the contact. Now, if you test positive, you are in isolation and there's no contact with anyone. But if you're the contact, then there's certain things that we can do. And there's a ton of precautions that you take while you're doing these things. It's not a normal workout or anything like that. But you can at least do some things to make sure that guys just don't, over a 7 to 10 day stretch, lose, a week's worth of cardiovascular capacity and endurance. And so we'll be able to do some things with quarantine. There's a difference between quarantine and isolation, which, those were synonymous to me.
Yeah,
for the longest time. But you're isolated when you've tested positive, you're isolated. When you have not tested positive, but you're a contact, then you're in quarantine.
Gotcha. All right. I don't know of anybody that took advantage of a non-conference like you did, going 9-0. But a lot of in-state wins, the big win at UAB, but a lot of college basketball teams, as you know, Lamont, really didn't get to have a huge non-conference schedule. That pre-January schedule was, COVID just wiped a lot of that out. This week, and of course, I know you coached at Wisconsin, and you had that the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and of course, this Saturday is the Big 12 SEC Challenge, which I love. I mean, to me, this is one of the more underrated weekends of the year. There's not football this weekend, but I mean, I've always liked these kind of challenges where you step outside the league and get into it. Did you always get a kick out of that when you were at Wisconsin, playing ACC teams? And will you watch some of that Big 12 SEC this weekend?
Yeah. Both of those issues. I used to love that, the Big 10 ACC Challenge. It was great. You had two leagues that were always going to be in contention for the title of best conference in the nation in men's basketball. And so it was always good to test yourself against another league that was good. And the way they do it, they pair it up to where like-type teams are playing each other in terms of your, where you are in the conference and how you're doing and where you're projected to finish. And so we typically were in the top two or three of the Big Ten, and so we would always play a high-level ACC team, and so those were great. I thought it was a great idea. The guys loved it. I thought it was always fun. And so certainly, yeah, I'll watch games tonight. I think it was Kansas was playing. Can't remember who they were playing.
Well, Kansas plays Tennessee this Saturday. Kansas plays Tennessee on Saturday. And so, yeah, I mean, and that's why I like this one. I actually like these in late January. I like taking a break from the conference and getting one of these kind of gauges that these conferences can kind of prove their worth, and it becomes a big deal. I mean, who goes 6-4 or 7-3 in this thing?
No doubt. And then it also, I mean, it's fun. It was always, because it was one time you got to root for other teams in your conference also, right? Like, you always wanted to win the challenge, so you'd pull for the other teams in your league. But it's also nice that they do it now, because the teams get a little break from every game in the conference is scouted so thoroughly. Guys know personnel so well. So you get to play somebody who just doesn't know you as well. you know, and so that's always a good thing. And you're likely playing, you know, if you're top towards the middle, the top of those leagues, you're playing an NCAA tournament caliber team. And so it's a great way to get to prepare and to play against a team that's going to probably be in the NCAA tournament or that caliber team and see where you are. So, yeah, those things were great. I always enjoyed them, had a lot of fun with them. I think they're great for the fans too. You know, people in different regions of the country get a chance to focus on that on the other league for at least for a week or weekend or whatever it is. And so, yeah, really, really fun things to do and breaks up the season a little bit. Just a nice little challenge.
All right, I didn't know if you had a chance after Duke's loss to Louisville. I mean, and of course, you've seen, I don't know if you've seen the clip in the last couple of days or not, the exchange with Mike Krzyzewski and the student reporter. Didn't know if you had a chance to watch that and just kind of what you thought about it.
Yeah, I did see it. You know, I thought it was, you know, maybe a little over the top. Just when you're dealing with a college age student, and they're kids, really. Just they are, and so the biggest part of it to me was I thought the question that the young man asked was extremely benign,
right?
And an actual question that I think anyone would have asked, and so it wasn't a loaded, pointed, jaded question that you know the media is sometimes known to ask, and so I thought it was a very normal question, and you know, I just didn't think he handled it in a way that you should be handling to try to help a young guy. You know, he's probably looked up over the years to this guy and is a big fan of what they're doing, and you know, had no ill intentions based on what the question was. And so anyway, I don't want to make a too big a deal out of it, but I just, you know, for a guy who's done this for a long time, it just seems like something that he just would have tried to help the kid.
That said, I've heard you're brutal with those reporters at the Echo, that you're just unrelenting.
Brutal. They better have the questions already pre-screened with Jim.
Yeah.
They know before they come here. Yeah. No, it's fun. I've spoken to classes before. I spoke to a media class once before, and it's awesome to be able to. These kids are at the greatest time. I think they are the future. They're the voices that are the most powerful, and so I love trying to help. It's part of the reason why I coach. But I love trying to help those kids and find their way and figure it out. And, you know, I always feel like we're has-beens. It's over for us. We've made our way. We are where we are now. These guys, there's so much. They don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. So anytime you get a chance to help those guys and gals, is, you know, it's a great opportunity.
Well, like I said, you guys got to play 17 games before hitting pause, and that is a lot better than most have done. Lamont, how optimistic are you that you can get back to normal next week and have a couple of games?
I'm pretty optimistic. I am. I'm pretty optimistic that we'll be able to get back and playing and doing our thing. And then, you know, the question just be where we can fit these games back in. You don't want to do it at the expense of completely overcrowding the schedule and not being able to perform. But I'm really optimistic that we'll get right back into it and that we'll be able to reschedule at least one of these games.
Well, Lamont, as always, thank you so much. Hope you guys all get healthy and that you're back on the floor next week, and we always appreciate you joining us here on Press Row.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All righty, Lamont Paris of the 12-5 Mocs joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the poll question when we come back. Still plenty to get to on this Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.